The development of not only cars, but roads themselves, has improved safety and lessened highway fatalities. But in the 1920s, building a mile-long bridge over the nation's longest river and putting a curve in the middle of it didn't seem like a bad idea. The story of that historic span is this edition of The American Countryside.
Summer is for heading to the ballpark, lake, or just relaxing at home. Let 31 help you make the most of summer. I'm Paula with 31. From totes to thermals to organizational items, we're making life easier. Need a way to pack the lunches, drinks, and other items for the trip and still keep them cool? Our thermals are great for the family picnic or just to take your lunch to work. Plus, you can personalize our items with the names of people, places, teams. It's a perfect fit for you, a gift for birthdays, and those summer weddings. Check out the deals at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. My31bag.com. Take advantage of 31's June special. When you spend just $35, you can get our incredible large utility tote for just $10. That's a savings of over 70%. Plus, you can learn about hosting your own 31 event or have a fundraiser for your school or community group and take advantage of exclusive items. Make the most of summer, whether you're at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
It's simply known as the Chain of Rocks Bridge.
It's an old steel bridge built back in 1929. A lot of people think it was the first crossing of 66 into Missouri from Illinois, but it's not. 66 started in 26.
Jerry Law often travels the old route through Illinois and Missouri, including this old span that crosses the Mississippi River just above St. Louis. When it was built, loss of life on the job site was just a given.
They were predicting at least 10 lives would be lost, where it was only one. So it turned out to be a successful job as far as that part.
The bridge closed to traffic in the late 1960s. One of the most unique parts of the over-mile-long bridge was a 22-degree curve in the middle of the span.
Really, it's not a very good idea. But you have to remember, back in 1929, the cars were much narrower. Where they had problems was with the big trucks. When a semi would come around that curve, he took more than his lane. So you had to stop and wait and let the trucks go through.
The bridge's name comes from rock ledges underneath the bridge that made this part of the river difficult to navigate. Today, a canal bypasses this part of the Mississippi River.
On a low day, you can see the chain of rocks as you're standing on the bridge. But instead of being a car bridge anymore or traffic, it's used for trail net, who allows bicycles and so forth to use it.
Pedestrians may also use it, but it's open to cars once every 2 years. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Madison, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.